Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road just west of 270.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888. At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
PetroMart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? PetroMart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. PetroMart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. PetroMart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
The Corner Pub and Grill is a great place to watch the Blues this playoff season. The Corner Pub offers a flavorful menu of soups and salads, burgers and wings, and hand-tossed brick oven pizza. And don't forget about their extensive gluten-free menu with tons of options, including gluten-free ice cream sandwiches. So come out to the Corner Pub and cheer on the Blues while enjoying some of the best pub food in St. Louis. With two locations to serve you, check out cornerpubandgrill.com to find the location nearest you.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail.
Let's see if Dan's paying attention.
But I'm not afraid.
Yes.
This rover.
Phenomena.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
Crossed over if I never.
I read an article on Willie Nelson this morning, Rolling Stone magazine. He's on the cover.
Oh, very nice.
It's a really good article. And it's really about weed. It's about Willie and marijuana.
Far out.
Yeah. And it's hard to argue against marijuana when you look at Willie Nelson, who's been smoking it for 50 years.
Yes, he has.
I mean, regularly. And the interviewer for Rolling Stone said, while they're doing the interview, he takes out, he vapes now. He does the electronic pot. Takes that out. And he always offers whoever's interviewing him a hit. You want some? And the guy said, no thanks. And then it's just, he's a very interesting guy to me, Willie. If you just take all the people there are who are famous and if you had to pick one who's just not like, which one of these is not like the others, it would be Willie Nelson. I mean, there's nobody like him. Think about it. Nobody looks like him. Nobody sounds like him. Nobody lives like Willie. Willie lives a pretty stress-free life. And he says in the article, he's high every day.
Yep.
Every day.
I know some people like that.
Well, you're a musician.
Yeah.
Of course you do. Let me welcome everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on this, the 21st day of May, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, you know what? That's it. It's 3rd of June.
3rd of June,
I need to write that down somewhere. I know, folks, you don't have to email me and say, that bit's already getting old. It was old when we did it before when we came here. And we've been here almost a year and a half. Almost a year and a half. And I'm going to tell a joke today that, well, I have to make a decision. I have two jokes in my mind. One is the what's what joke, and I know Dan loves that
joke.
Oh,
the what's what joke is great.
But the other is a joke about a sporting event that's sold out. So I almost have to tell it because of the Blues game tonight. You see what the tickets are going for? About $2,000.
Tonight?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Dan, you might want to think about selling. What, you have one or two tickets?
We have four, actually.
What?
It's a friend of ours that got
four
tickets.
Hold on. Wow. Hold on a minute.
Wow. Well,
8,000. Hold on. Let's see. I'm sorry. 2,000 times four.
Carry the six.
Carry the six. You always carry the six.
Like $23,000.
$23,000.
Yeah.
Wow. And you're passing that up, that opportunity.
Well, they're not mine to sell. We're invited.
Well, you think it hurt their feelings if they got there and realized you're not there because you sold the tickets that they gave you?
Well, and they're also, these tickets now, you don't have any ticket stubs anymore. They're all electronically transferred. So this ticket, the tickets, all four tickets are on someone else's phone.
You know, I do that now to go to the movies. That's how I go to the movie, Fandango. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah. That's how they do it at Ronnie's now.
Pick your seat out on the phone. Just take your phone, pick your seats, tap, hit the screen, and up comes a little, is it a QR code or barcode?
Yeah. It's a QR code, one of those where you scan and then you
just
walk in.
Is it technically a QR code?
I think
so, difference.
Yeah.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
And you just walk up to the guy at the theater, boop, your tickets, they spit your tickets out, and that's it, you're in there. I'm a real high-tech, with it, cool, 2019 kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I really am. So, welcome everybody, we're glad you're here today, we're going to have a good time today. Dan Buffa will be, and I'm sure, I'm going to put a timer on him for this Game of Thrones thing. I'm sick of hearing about it, but I'm sure he'll have to talk about the finale for Game of Thrones. If you don't care about it, just hang on, because he'll get to something that you probably will be interested in. So we'll talk about movies and TV shows with Mr. Buff. In the meantime, we'll have John Londoff on here in a minute or two. Does anybody?
No, today is
today's Tuesday. Why do I forget that?
Well, you know what?
Why?
It's interesting because you and John Londoff forgot about that.
I can't. It's only been 14 years. Why
I
can't?
I sent him a text and reminded him also.
Okay, well, I'll take care of that.
Because he said he was going to be on his cell phone again today, and apparently he called Tim earlier to ask about his signal, the signal was okay.
No, he's losing it.
And so I had to remind John and you.
And I'm older than he is. He shouldn't
today,
be doing that yet.
Yeah.
That's 10 years away. Okay, I'll get to that. Let's. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I knew it. I can always tell just by the way, by his posture in the chair, he's ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, professional private investigator, Tim Woodburn.
Anyway, well, I have never had a phone conversation with John Londoff until today.
I
never have any reason to call him. He's not my sponsor. He's not. I mean, I didn't know him before I started this show. I did meet him.
Had you met him before?
I actually had interviewed him for a story I wrote about a hockey team, about the Whitfield High School hockey team that he coached 13 years ago. I met him in his office. He actually remembered that.
Wow, that's just about when he came on with us, 14 years ago.
Yep, 2006 is when I met him in his office, went out there and interviewed him, and was, because he had girls that played on the hockey team, and I thought that was a cool story to write about the girls playing on the boys' varsity hockey team and how the locker rooms interacted and how the players interacted and that kind of thing. So that's why I wrote the story. Plus, they were good, and they ended up winning the state championship the next year, I think. So, you know, I know that John Londoff has third row tickets behind the net. And, you know, and he and I don't know each other all that well.
Tim. Oh, man.
Why?
I do one a month, and that was it.
One of the best places to watch a game, behind the net, because you see the entire ice.
Right. I am on the phone this afternoon, within the hour of going on to this show, with an assistant attorney general of the state of Missouri who's giving my PI for. I mean, I pulled over on the side of the road to take this woman's phone call because she was a very important client of mine, and I was doing an intake on a case that they were assigning to me, and. So, you drop everything when that call.
Listen
that
to this
calls.
PI talk.
No,
I was
doing
an intake.
Isn't it?
It's pretty technical.
Well, that's what it's called.
We don't know. We're not private investigators.
All right. So I'm doing an intake with this woman. I'm literally pulled over on the side of the highway, and I'm writing handwriting notes. And
he's doing intake with a woman.
I'm doing intake.
That sounds pretty good.
It's a good story.
He's starting to get
Oh, actually, there's more. I forgot. I thought that was the end of the story. No, there's
irritated.
More. That's okay. So... I get a call. Now, the only time I had ever communicated with John Landoff was by text, because after the Blues won Game 7, I had been overserved at the game, and I asked Dan for Landoff's number, and I wanted to text him because I knew he was at the game, and asked him. I didn't know if he was on that end of the ice or not. I knew his seats were right behind the net, but I didn't know which net.
Right.
So I just, you know, I was just texting everybody, and Dan and I Ubered to the game together with Limey, our Uber driver.
I like the way you said you had been overserved.
Yeah, right.
Like it was their fault.
It was their fault. It was their fault. And so I had texted him, and so he and I texted back and forth three times maybe that night, right? And never ever talked on the phone after that. So here we are today. I know he's out of town because he said something about it the other day, and I pull over, and I'm taking this call with the assistant attorney general of the state of Missouri, and my phone caller ID beeps through, and it says Landoff on my phone.
Oh, boy.
Now, you know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this guy, he and I talk a little hockey on the show, and maybe that he was going to be offering me his tickets for tonight's game.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, ma'am, listen, I know this is a really important case. I have a really, really important client in Atlanta. I'm going to have to put you on hold for just 5 seconds. Just real quick to let this client know I'll call him back, and then I'll be right back with you. And she's like, oh, take your time. You know, that's fine. Yada, 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 yada. So I call over, and I'm like, you know, I'm in my biggest, you know, A-kissing voice that I have.
Oh, sure.
I'm like,
hey, how's my favorite car dealer?
I'm like, hey, John, how you been?
Yeah.
You know, pretty much something like this. He's like, hey, Timmy, how you doing?
That's a pretty good impression. Yeah.
He goes, hey, I'm down here in Florida. The weather's coming through today, huh? I'm like, why does he care about the weather coming through if he's in Florida? But, you know, I'm still in A-kissing mode. I'm like, yeah, the band of thundershowers is going to come through about 6 o'clock. You going to be able to make it to the game tonight? Are you a little worried about the weather getting to the game tonight? Or, you know, starting to see where this conversation is going. He's like, oh, no, I'm down in Florida. I was just wondering, pal, listen, you know, the other day when I was on the air, remember how I was breaking up a little bit? I just thought I'd call you right now and see if my line's good now before I go on the show. He wanted to see if his connection was good before he comes
Did
on the
say,
show
Did you say, what
today.
About tickets for me?
Well... No, I didn't. I was like, you know, I didn't know why he would be calling me. And so I had this thrill of victory that maybe this big-time car dealer is going to call little old Timmy Woodburn and give him the tickets right behind the
Still
neck.
Still could happen.
When all he wanted to do was ask.
Maybe he's waiting.
No, maybe he's waiting
till they're in the finals playing here to really hit you with some big tickets.
Frank, this all goes back to what Dan said earlier in the show. He thought he was coming on the show today. And so he called me.
He called me because
I'm on the same phone I was on the other day when it screwed up.
I know.
And I just wanted to make sure the connection was good.
We've all done it. Dr. Doug's done it. I've done it.
Oh, my God. And the whole time I got this other gal who wants to spend money with me on the other
Now you go back here and you're in a bad mood.
Here's the problem. Now
what do you want?
Now Landoff wants to talk hockey. So how do you think the game's going to go tonight, pal? Yeah, I think Rudy's going to have a big game. And, you know, that goalie for that Jones boy, we could beat him high glove. You know, oh, my God.
And you're no longer interested because, you know, it's not a ticket call.
Now that I know he has nothing for me, I have no use to talk to him. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, John, you're breaking up.
Oh.
Gotta go.
Have a bad connection.
Oh my God. It was one of those, and I was teetering on the verge of still wanting to be polite to him and still wanting to make sure that this gal didn't think that I'm putting her on hold too long. You ever get in that position, you
sure.
know, where you got two
oh,
calls?
Sure.
And you want to
And
make-
what I do half the time is lose the one call. I go back to it, it's go, dial call. Oh, shoot, I lost the call. Anything else?
No tickets for me. I'll be driving home in the severe
monsoon. No tickets for you.
In the severe monsoon that's going to hit as soon as we walk out of the, as soon as we walk out of here. Oh, yeah, he did ask me, by the way. He goes, you guys got a band intern there to hold umbrellas over Frank's head so he doesn't get wet on the way to his car?
No, real fun. Yeah, real fun.
He actually did say that.
I'm sure he did. Anybody else? Burke segment? Anything?
I got something. Dan, you go first.
Dan okay. Strauss, everybody. That's very polite of you, Limey. Dan?
Thank you so much, Frank.
Oh, you're welcome.
I have the same shirt on. I have my same pants.
Have you showered?
Yes, I have showered. These are clean, and I also have the same underwear on and the same socks.
Have you washed them?
Yes, I have. Washed the underwear.
Same for Munda cheese.
Washed the socks and everything. Jeez. So everything's clean.
Right, red boy.
It's the same clothes sure, that I've clean. Worn right. the past couple times I've right. gone to the game, and they've won. And I was talking to my daughter, and I said, I'm not superstitious.
You have a daughter?
Yeah, I do. I was talking to my daughter, and I said, I'm not superstitious, though. And she goes, no, you're just stitious. You're not superstitious. You're just stitious.
That's pretty good.
I'm not superstitious. I'm just a little stitious.
No, not superstitious, but just stitious.
Maybe you shouldn't have washed the underwear. Maybe the magic and the power in them is as they were. Now you've washed them, and whatever mojo was in the underwear has been washed out now. They're probably going to lose because you washed your underwear.
Well, it's the entire outfit, but I have washed it. I've washed this entire outfit before, and I've worn it, and then they've won.
Okay.
So I don't think
it's Josh Bauman's not going to be there, so they'll probably win.
Yeah, Josh Bauman blames his wife.
He's banned.
He says he blames his wife because every time he takes his wife to the game, they lose. So
what a romantic.
Yeah, if Josh goes and takes someone else.
I will tell you. And I know,
like Tim.
I know it's just my imagination, sort of, but it's sort of not. When I'm gambling, and I wish I didn't, but I gamble. If when my wife shows up, sometimes she'll go, I'll join you for about an hour. No! No!
The karma's all messed up and everything.
Oh, my God. And not only that, if you think it's time to leave, no, I don't. But now you want a little bit. I take that and let's go home. I go, that's not how it works. That's not how gamblers operate. Ooh, I won $100. I'm going home. No. I'm here. I'm sitting here till I win $1 million.
And it's crazy because I'm not normally superstitious, but when it comes to sporting events, with the Cardinals and the Blues especially, I'm superstitious when it comes to wearing things.
But that's all really just stupid. It really is.
Yeah, it is. I know. I know. Tony La Russa was huge, had superstitions when they would win because he would do certain things. And different player. A lot of players are superstitious.
I spent 10 years in pro hockey. There is no more
really
super superstitious. Great Britain. There is no more superstitious individual group of people than hockey players. Yeah. To the point where what they eat, what order they put their clothes on, who they'll talk to on the phone, what girls they'll sleep with. I mean, it's top to bottom.
Kind of picky about that.
It's top to bottom. You're not a hockey player.
Right. Oh, that's right.
You're not a hockey player.
I forgot.
He can't skate real well. He's duck feet.
Yeah, that Lady Luck thing. Yeah, there's a song, Lady Luck, and that business about Lady. That only applies to women who are not your wife. You know, I've been playing and gambling, and another woman would come sit down and play beside me. Four aces, ding ding ding. And then whoa, my wife comes up, Black Death. Just everything, bad hands, just lose. So Lady Luck is not whoever your wife is.
Sandy's
Lady Luck
usually,
is somebody else.
Sandy's usually pretty lucky at the casino.
What does that mean? I've heard people say, that's BS. Nobody is lucky if they really play a lot. They may be lucky one night.
When we go, she wins more than not. I would say... 10 times we would go, say, in the 10 times we would go, she would lose once.
Wow.
Well,
something's missing here. Nobody goes to the casino 10 times and wins 9 times.
No, she does. She will win, but we will also stop. She'll stop at a certain point and then take the winnings and leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that it for you?
Yeah.
You're up, man.
Yeah,
it's your
all
turn.
Right.
Limestone Phillips, everybody.
Thank you very much,
you're
sir.
You're welcome.
So earlier today I got a message from
a
listener.
Folks, pay attention to this because this is a learning the moment I learned, he told me this before the show, and this is the learning show. You're going to learn something here today that I don't think most people knew. I didn't know it. Go ahead.
All right. So I got a message from a listener earlier called Randy, and he asked me to Google.
Is that a British term? Randy means wild.
He's a little horny. A little bit horny.
It means you're a fine girl.
He's good
I'm
to go.
I'm feeling Randy, baby.
Well, no, that's Brandy.
Sorry.
Okay. And
looking glass. Go ahead.
He asked me to Google this word and then have Google pronounce it. So I did, and I've recorded it. And this is an actual scientific word. Now, do you want to know what it means first, or
no,
do you want to hear the word
I'd like
first?
To hear it first, but okay. People hear it before they know what it means. And this is right from Google.
This is from Google.
Okay, go ahead.
This hasn't been messed with or anything.
Okay.
This is the word.
Okay.
Superfecundation.
All right. So that is a scientific term, right?
I think people might like to hear that again.
Sure. I got you. Here you go.
Superfecundation.
All right, there you go. Mm-hmm. And basically, what this means is, and this is really kind of messed up, this is a woman that's had a set of twins, right? But the twins have different biological fathers.
Yeah, now that was appropriate.
That, yeah. See, right?
Now, first of all, I didn't know that was possible. To me, what that means is she had to have done it with these guys at the same time.
She either was at the same time or definitely
like a day or two later.
Within a few hours.
48 hours.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sure.
Probably a threesome.
So basically what it is.
Wow. And I honestly, I never knew. One, that it was possible.
Right.
To conceive. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. This is so twisted.
I have so many questions.
Sure, go for it.
But honestly, because I saw, you showed me a couple sites. There are photos of twins with different fathers.
Yeah, one's
they're
black,
twins.
One's white.
Yeah, yeah. He showed me two twins. One's black, one's white. And they're twins. How in the world? I didn't know that could happen.
But imagine being the dad in that operating room.
Hold on.
I mean,
not only being the dad and the doctor says, hey, it's twins, good news. And he goes, bad news, one's black, one's white. Whoa. And then somebody here had a story, I think it was Tim, he may or may not want to tell it, about a guy who was in the delivery room when the baby was born. And he's white and his wife's white. And guess what? That baby was black.
Wow. It wasn't me. For starters.
Okay, I don't remember.
No, I mean, ever tell you I spent 10 years in pro hockey?
No,
it wasn't you.
It was the hockey player that I knew was his brother.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and I actually met his brother, and that happened to his brother.
In the delivery room?
Mm-hmm. Just like me, myself,
really?
And Irene. Just like me, myself, and Irene, except the guy wasn't a midget that was in there.
Now, for anybody who thinks, oh, that's racist, a black baby. No, the point is, mm-hmm. when that happens, mm-hmm. there's no doubt your wife was messing around. If
Absolutely.
It were a white baby, look, all babies look the same when they're born. They're scrunched up and they're red. So you wouldn't know
Mm-mm.
necessarily that she'd been messing around. But if that baby comes out looking like Gary Coleman, you something's up.
See, now, here's the thing. I've watched on YouTube from the point of insertion and insemination to delivery. And it's like the whole 9 months into about a 2-minute video where it's just like this rapid fire speeded up video.
Right.
Now, how can two people get a woman pregnant at the same time how close does the...
I think that's a three-way, mate.
How far apart were the...
I'm not saying that there's... Okay, I'm going to be PC here. I'm not saying that there's two hot dogs in the bun, okay?
Right.
I'm saying that, you know, it's okay, once one hot dog's in the bun and that hot dog's gone,
right?
Does the other hot dog have to be in there within a 24-hour period,
well,
a 40-hour period?
I'm guessing so. That's what we were trying to establish.
I'm guessing
in the
so. Like, it says...
I think absolutely within 24 hours.
It has to be.
There's no
timeline or anything. Like I'm looking it up, and it said the most recent one is 2019. A Chinese woman reported to have two babies from different fathers, one of whom was her husband, and the other guy she was having a secret affair with during the same time. So I'm guessing that's got to be like, you know, the same day because this
Here we go.
Let me just play this so I make sure it's pronounced correctly.
Superfecundation.
All right.
And by the way, folks, that is the name of that occurrence.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
When a woman has twins by two different men, but they're twins, it's mm-hmm. called super That word.
That word, yeah. And that word most commonly happens within hours or days of the first instance of fertilization.
Within days?
Yeah, within days. With ova released during the same cycle. I'm guessing ova is another word for eggs. The time window when eggs are able to be fertilized is small. Sperm cells can live inside a female's body for 3 days. So once ovulation occurs, the egg remains viable for 12 to 48 hours before it begins to disintegrate. Thus, the fertile period can span 5 to 7 days. Right?
So
that's how it happens. Basically, the woman, you know, gets some, say, with her husband, and then he goes off to work, and she calls up her partner or her extramarital affair, and then, you know, they do the dirty, and, like, yeah, there you are.
Now, this makes you wonder, if somebody has twins and they aren't identical twins, they might not, you might not be the dad of both of them.
You might not, but how are you, apart from your kid coming out a different color than both you and your wife, how are you going to know?
You're not.
You know, you just wait until the kid's 10 and it's, like, you know, blonde and got blue eyes and looks like your best mate.
You don't know.
So... but that's where I just wanted to thank Randy. The other way for this to say it, this word is this one, but it's not really as fun.
Superfetation.
Yeah.
I think that's mispronounced.
It's kind of.
It's pronounced. Do the right one. This there we is go. The one.
Superfecundation.
Yeah. And it's S-U-P-E-R-F-E.
Yeah.
Superfecundation. But it kind of sounds like something else. You know?
Like what?
Sounds a little risky.
It sounds like supercalifragilistic.
Yeah. It's like superstitious.
Yeah.
Instead of just, I'm just stitious.
That's exactly
right.
So
if you
right.
take the super off.
Well, let me tell you what just happened here. We learned something.
Mm-hmm. We did.
We learned
we
about
did.
That situation, and we're better for it. Is there anything else? That it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Close the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. Now, we have a call. I'm going to take this call. I'm going to give you our phone numbers. If you don't use them now, you'll need them for Dan Buffa when he gets in here. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Yeah, hey, how you doing there, Mr. Franklin?
Oh, it's that John. It's, that,
oh,
it's John who speaks 118 miles an hour.
Hey, real quick, last question.
Go ahead, John.
Real quick, man. Listen, hey, listen, check this out. When did you start doing biology lessons, man? I learned more that than I ever did in high school, man. That's pretty good.
Biology?
You know?
Oh, every once in a while we get into biology. Yeah, you learn a lot. Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
Thank you.
I like that. Hey, by the way...
is this Joe Pesci?
Yeah, that's right. What are you going to do when the Blues
funny
win
how,
tonight?
Funny like a clown? Yeah, go. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What?
Yeah, that's it. That's good Joe Pesci, man. That's, I like that. Hey, what are you going to think doing the Blues win beat up on San Jose there? You know, how are you going to celebrate tonight?
Well, I have a bottle of Dom Perignon champagne at my house that was a gift that might be a reason to open that. But I only will drink it if my wife will drink it with me because champagne kind of lights her up a little bit.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. So that'd probably be what we'll do. We'll crack that open.
Yeah, that's good. Good. Hey, and another thing is, by the way, I really enjoy your show. How come you don't get more expansion during the like? Early afternoons to the evening hours. I think you should have more hours on the show.
Well,
the
John, I can't tell you how many times I've asked to have an 8-hour show, and they won't hear of it. They won't let us do it. No, I think 3 hours of what we're doing here is plenty for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's,
I think you really enjoy it. Yeah, and by the way, one more thing. If you're off the air, who substitutes for you? I remember one time you were off the air and someone had to fill in for you.
Well, now that's a great question. Lately, it has been Tim Woodburn. Bill Clevelin has filled in for me. And we're going to be off for almost 2 weeks because we're going to Europe in about 4 weeks. And I think Limestone, I think, will be here to run the control board. And
yeah,
I believe we're going to play some old shows while we're gone.
Yeah, some best ofs.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to have the best of Frank Opinion
I think
show?
So, yeah. I think that.
Oh, darn. I really. Okay, well, can you do a live broadcast while you're on tour?
No,
darn.
No, the answer to that is no.
I
tried that years ago, John, and that was a disaster.
No,
it doesn't
really?
Go well. Yeah, there are always technical problems. It doesn't go well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, have a good trip. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, right, John. Night. Yeah. Thank you for calling, John. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. One more thing. Yeah. Thank you. Joe Pesci Jr.
No, you know what? He sounds like the guy that we had do the weather from Canada.
Yes. Somebody else said that.
Oh,
Frankie McDonald.
Frankie McDonald. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what?
Do you have a Frankie McDonald weather?
Because I wonder if we have something like that, because we have so many storms coming our way this time.
I mean,
time.
If you want to check out his Facebook page,
I'll check.
Go for it.
Oh, did he? I thought he did it on YouTube.
No, he uploads them all to his Facebook page now as well. Gives you more an updated version, so it's like there on the day.
I bet he's got one with all these tornadoes that are coming through.
Sorry, Dan, I'm getting a request on the text line. Could you please call Norman and kind of check in with him? One of our listeners has had a really, really bad day.
You just can't tell us how to do the show.
Well, this listener's had a really, really bad day, and they'd like to, like, you know, hear Norman. Might put him in a better mood.
Well, okay.
Another listener, this person needs to get his sister to call. Because remember what we were just talking about, the thing?
Yeah.
Second, what is it?
Super fecundation.
That's it, yeah.
Apparently, this happens usually to women who are born with two uteruses.
What?
Right? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Did you know this is a thing?
Two uteruses.
Not kidding when I say this.
What?
There are guys, and this is a thing, who have been born with two penises.
Get out!
No. No.
Is that called a uteri?
No, let the man of research Google it. What's the name?
Two penises?
Two. I mean two full hoses coming out. What is the name of the condition where men have two penises?
Well, the two uteruses' name is called Didelphus bicolus.
That's what I thought.
Didelphus bicolus.
That's what I was going to say.
That makes sense.
Peace sign.
All right. Now, see if you can find the name, because I'm not making this up.
Gee, he said, what? A man with two penises, it's called the peace sign.
what a great quick bonus joke that I've told 100 times over the years. It's real quick. It's just, did you hear about the guy who had five penises? His pants fit like a glove.
Yeah.
Oh. I love that joke. So look this up, if you would, head of research. Yeah. I'm serious, because I've seen photos of, and I don't think they're photoshopped, of men born
with two penises.
Two wieners.
I mean, is one kind of like, you know, the little conjoined twin going off on the side?
No, the picture that I saw was they were both about the same size. And they were, it's like a fork in a branch of a tree. They just, like, came out.
It's called, it's very similar to the women with two uteruses. It's called having, if I pronounce this right, diphalia. Diphalia. Diphalia.
Diphalia.
Yeah.
Di meaning two.
1.5 million boys in the United States are born with this.
Whoa,
Missouri's got, you know, 8 million people. There's somebody in Missouri with that.
Well, hang on a minute. How many in the U.S.? How many?
It said its occurrence is 1 in 5.5 million boys in the United States.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay,
so it's 1 in 5.
1 in 5. So there's 330 million people. Half of that would be like 100, and let's say 10 million males.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 in 5. There's like 20.
25 people.
20 or 25 males born with two wieners.
Huh.
Now that. I don't know how in any way that could be good.
Well, now I remember.
Now think about it. You're an adult.
Right.
You got two wieners. Let's just think about this, the pros and the cons.
You can't wear Speedos or tidy whities.
No.
They're out straight away.
According to our population, there are 60 men in this country that have that.
Wow.
Mathematically speaking.
And I guarantee you, none of them want anybody to know, except your
spouse. Well, it's just beneficial for the wife.
Let's just be honest and express what we're thinking about this and the things that come to mind. You're a man. You have two fully functioning working wieners.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can pleasure yourself twice at once. That would be double the pleasure, double your fun with double mint gum. That part of it,
double mint gum.
Your head would almost explode. Mm. The ecstasy would be so great.
Well, what if one of them's bigger than the other?
Well, I don't know.
Because then, you know, you only got
so many options of where to put it. You know,
your woman is not going to care for the little guy. She's going to step aside. But
don't you think most women would feel sorry for him though and give him a little attention? I mean, if you had like an 8
like
and a 4.
A little deformed
penis.
Yeah, an
8 and a 4. I think the 4 would still get, maybe once a month.
Sympathy BJ.
Oh, come here, little buddy.
Sympathy BJ.
Sympathy
Monica.
Come here, little buddy.
But let's just say they're the same. Let's say they're the same. When you have to go to the urinal,
mm-hmm.
I would assume out both. You could use two urinals at once, left and right.
I was going to say that you got to have a mop because one's hitting 12 o'clock, the other one's over here hitting 2:30.
That's why you got to use two hands and aim them. Now, the other downside.
You have to sit down and pee.
You just put a bucket over it and then just dump the bucket out afterwards.
I guess so. Just stand and aim down.
How do you tell? Say you're serious, you got a girlfriend, or you're going to get married. How do you break that news? Oh, by the way.
If you have two penises, does that mean you have four testicles, or do you just have two testicles?
That's a great question.
Because imagine getting kicked when you have four testicles.
Head of research needs to look up diphalia, the condition diphalia. Mm-hmm. Does it mean...
Well, it has its own Wikipedia page, Frank.
Well, I'm sure it does.
Really? But I'm looking at a picture of it.
So if you got kicked in the testicles, it would be twice as painful.
There's one over each testicle, Limey.
So it's only two.
Okay, well, that's... I'm okay. Oh, my God.
Have you found it?
Oh, yeah.
No, he just showed me a picture. Sweet Lord.
I told you.
Oh, what is that?
What the heck is that?
That's one over each.
Looks like a turtle has been run over.
One over each.
That just makes my... No.
Could you imagine... Like, going to the hockey game tonight, and then you walk up to the urinal, and then you're like, are you almost finished? Well, one of them is.
At Denny's, they call that Moon's Under, Miami.
All right, this brings up this question. Head of research will look this up. Is there a condition? Well, you said there's a condition
hang on
where...
A second. Go ahead. I know that there is a woman living in this country that has two vaginas, and she has periods for 3 weeks at a time. Can you imagine that?
Ooh.
Right? Yeah, but she has two vaginas. Now,
how do you know that?
Because I think it was in a Life magazine or something like that, and there's pictures of her, and everybody was saying to her husband, like, hey, that's great.
The perfect hookup. The guy with diphalia and meets the woman with two vaginas.
That would
perfect.
Be great. Yeah.
And they could have twice as intense sex because they're doing it four times.
One listener says, if you had two penises, you go through socks twice as fast.
Okay, I don't know that I... what am I missing?
Apparently...
Puberty.
This came from a friend. You know, when boys learn how to do that...
In
a sock. So you go through twice as many socks.
I didn't do that.
In a sock?
I never heard of that. The poor mom, when she goes to do the laundry, give me your sock. What is this?
She picks up one sock and 18 socks are stuck to it.
It's a sock chain. Holy
shit.
What
in the world?
Yeah. So...
I'm going to tell you, there's some weird stuff in life.
There really is.
And a lot of stuff nobody ever talks about. And if it weren't for the internet, we'd be really stupid. We wouldn't know any of this stuff. No, I'm serious. I think it's very interesting. Like Jamie Lee Curtis, born with the boy and girl parts. Yeah. Thank goodness she went with the girl because, she makes a pretty good girl.
Right.
Two wieners, I knew it existed, but didn't know the name until today. So today we learned, what's that other word?
Play
that thing. Google will pronounce it for us. We learned this.
Super fecundation.
Yeah, and diphalia. So we're smarter.
We are smarter today. I've learned something.
Now, one thing I wanted to bring up here. Let me talk to Paul. Let's get Paul in here. Paul, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's up, Paul?
I had a question. You lost your southern accent.
Well, I hope so quite a while back, yeah.
And I can't understand why the British people... can't lose their accent. No offense.
Well, no, that's a good question. I do think there's a difference. First of all, I made a point to lose mine. I worked at losing it because I had a teacher tell me when I was 17 or 18 as soon as I decided I thought I wanted to get in the radio business, and I didn't actually think I'd want to go on the air, but that's what he thought I meant. And I said to this teacher, he says, what do you think you want to do? I said, I'm fascinated by the radio business. And he just kind of laughed at me. He goes, well, not with that accent, unless there's a part in radio for somebody to play a hick. And as soon as he said it, I thought, okay, I'm going to fix this.
Wow.
I don't think people like Limey have ever thought, well, okay, you know what? I'm going to lose this accent. And so that's one difference. Go ahead, Limey.
I was talking with the business about some people that I work with the other day, and I think that my accent's going to take a long time to fade because I moved over there when I was 3. So your voice is still, I mean, I had like, you know, a little baby American accent.
Yeah, but I was born.
It got wiped out by me being there for 19 years. So I think because I was there from my most formative years, you know, where your voice box changes and all that and your voice breaks and stuff like that. So I think maybe in the next 10 or 15 years, it'll die down a lot more than it has already. But you know what, Paul?
I know a Russian woman. I've known people from other countries, and he does have a point, though. When it's country to country, for the most part, it stays intact. You don't lose it. But if it's within this country, northern, southern, east coast, in time, you lose it because sometimes you want to lose it.
Now, I did the exact opposite of you, Frank. I grew up in St. Louis and then moved to a southern state for 12 years.
Right.
And they asked me the same thing. Are you ever going to lose your act? Because men, they all talk like this.
And to them, you're a Yankee.
And when I would actually try and talk like them, I'd get laughed at. Yeah. I'm like, that sounds stupid. Don't do that.
Like you can tell you're fake.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, so you can't. My answer to Paul is that you can't. Sometimes you just don't. Your just body's incapable of it.
Yeah. Now, Paul, that's a great question, though.
I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just saying.
I think it's a great question.
Yeah. I've been here, 12 and a half years now, and it's died down a lot. My English friends say I sound American, but, I mean, you know, compared to me.
I believe that.
They think I sound American now.
German accent. I mean, you know, it just seems like, you know, I mean, I have relatives that still talk with a little bit of an accent.
Right, here's a great example. Dr. Ruth. You ever hear Dr. Ruth talk?
Yeah.
She's been in this country for decades, and she sounds like she just came from Austria or Germany or whatever.
She does.
That's a good example. Oh, look at Schwarzenegger. He's been here most of his life. That he still has that, pretty much, that say he can't shake that accent.
But if you look at both of them, they didn't move here until they were like, what, early 20s? Well, I don't know when Dr. Ruth came over, but Schwarzenegger came over when he was in his early 20s. Right. So his voice had already formed by then.
And I came here when I was 15 from the South. So I was young.
You're still kind of in the middle of puberty then.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Nobody's ever asked that question. Yeah. That's a good one.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to offend anybody.
Well, you keep saying that, and nobody's offended.
I'm not offended.
I don't know why
you're
think somebody's offended.
Yeah. You're cool.
Yeah, I mean, I was raised in the South too, and I kind of, my wife makes fun of my, you know, the way I talk sometimes.
And I don't hear any Southern accent in your voice at all.
No, it's not just my accent, it's my, euphemism. Like she said, well, you call them up to 3. I said, yeah, I call them up to 3. You know, I clumb on something.
I've never heard anybody say clumb.
Clumb on something?
Clumb? I've never heard of that.
My girlfriend Sandy's from Little Rock, Arkansas, and she says tumped over.
Clumb is not a word. But I don't hear any Southern. First of all, you're married. It's your wife's job to pick at everything you do and criticize. That's her job.
So I don't know. I mean, I just thought it was kind of funny that, you know, you could lose your Southern accent.
Again, keep in mind, I made a point. I used to go in every day. You could rent at this school. You could rent a booth with a reel-to-reel tape recorder. And I rented it for an hour a day. And I would go in and say the same phrases over and over and over. And when I started doing it, it all sounded like this. And then very gradually, over time, I was able to get rid of it. But it took a conscious effort to do it. I know people, we have friends who are from Texas. They've been out of Texas for 40 years, and she still has a Texas accent because I don't guess she wants to lose it and make an effort to lose it, and not everybody should. That's a good question. Thank you. I'm glad you called.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Paul. He kept saying he didn't want to offend him. He was not offensive.
No, I'm all right.
Now, we did at the thing Saturday night have a couple people who still seem to think that maybe
you have a fake accent.
Yeah, they do.
I don't think anybody could fake it that well to pull off what you would have to have pulled off by now. We would have caught you.
All this time. I mean, you've heard my accent when I get angry. Like, you know, if it gets high-pitched or if I'm, like, talking, it doesn't fade in or out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You don't have to convince us. It's the real deal. I wanted to take a little time. We don't have the time now, though, to talk about, you know, millennials. I'm real fascinated by people under 30. I don't understand a lot. I don't understand the earlobe stretching. I don't understand all the tattoos. My goodness, if somebody had said, hey, would you like to invest in a tattoo parlor 20 years ago? I'd have said, nah, that's for carnival workers and prisoners, ex-cons and the sailors. Boy, would I have been wrong about that. It's a lot I don't understand. But here's something that really I found just flat out goofy. Apparently, there are a lot of millennials who are not having children. They've made the conscious decision to not have children. Why do you think that is? Why do you think they don't want to have kids?
How expensive it is to have a child
That's not
selfish it. Reasons then?
No.
They just don't want one?
Climate change.
This is laughable to me. They interviewed some of these millennials and they said, here's one 30-year-old woman. She says, it feels like a con to bring a child into the world when it's probably not going to be a place we're going to want to live.
No, I know people like
Are you kidding me?
What if that child that they give birth to has all the answers, ends up getting all the answers to things?
Let me tell you something. When we were teenagers, adults were saying, well, I feel bad when they have kids. They said the same thing, bringing them up in this world with all this rock and roll and all these protesters and long-haired weirdos. They said the same thing. Now it's the climate change. They're afraid if they have kids now, what, they'll be choking to death in 20 years on the toxic environment. What a bunch of crap. They're not having kids because they're probably either because they're selfish or they just don't want the hassle and the responsibility of having kids. That's their right. But to say it's because of climate change, I'm not worried in the least bit about my grandson and climate. Because I think I've made it pretty clear, right or wrong, and again, let me make sure you say, right or wrong, and I could be wrong, but I absolutely believe we're not causing climate change. Is there climate change? Yes. Is it our fault? No. No, it's not. We didn't cause the Ice Age. We didn't cause the Dust Bowl. We didn't kill the dinosaurs, the biggest, strongest things that ever lived. Well, something took them out. It wasn't the exhaust from cars because there were no cars. So the other thing I don't understand is how is this that the United States, us, we alone, are going to change the environment and how clean the air is of the whole world? We're not. China, huge polluter. What we do is not going to stop them. It's just, it's stupid. It's a way for certain people, Al Gore, to make a lot of money.
Somebody call me.
No, Al. No.
Go back
to whatever you were doing. All right, it's my great pleasure to sell somebody a car here, and then we're going to have news, and after that, Dan Buffo will join us. He's our TV. I'm sure he has plenty to talk about, what's on TV and what's in the movie theaters. I'm about due for a good movie in the theater. We hadn't had, I don't think, anything for probably 2 or 3 months. Maybe he'll have some news about something on the horizon that we'll all want to go see. Those of us who like to go to the movie theater, and I know people who haven't been to the movie theater for 20 or 30 years. They don't care to go. I like to go. So we'll see what he has to say. Johnny Landoff. It's a person. It's the name of a guy whose dad had the same name. It's the name that's on the dealership. It's the name that's on the checks that his employees have signed. It's the name on the back of three of my cars, I think, two for sure, and over time, 6 or 7 cars. It is a Chevy dealer, and in many ways, that makes it just like a lot of other Chevy dealers, meaning they carry the same cars. You can go to another dealer and find exactly, probably, the same vehicle that you might have found at Johnny Landoff that you liked. Here's why. You don't want to make a decision without at least giving the folks at Johnny Landoff a shot. Let's say you found a Malibu, right?
2016 Malibu.
Say you found two Malibus that were exactly the same. Mileage the same, colors the same, everything's the same.
why would you buy one at Johnny Lundoff over another dealer? Well, see, that's something you're never going to understand or get the answer to until you give them a chance, until you go there. And when you do, please make sure you tell them your AM and the PM. I think it makes a difference. I really do. It certainly makes a difference for us. We need our advertisers. We need for them to be happy, and we need for them to stay with us. And the only way that's going to happen is if they know it's working. And you are responding. And responding simply means give them a shot at your business. If they mess it up and they don't make you happy, that's on them. Not going to happen. Don't make a decision about a car without at least shopping Johnny Lundoff. Unless you want a G-Wagon, a Mercedes G-Wagon for a couple hundred grand. Okay, they don't sell those. Otherwise, Johnny Lundoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit. Of course, 24th, that's off 270 North County. And of course, 24/7 at Lundoff.com. News coming up, followed by Dan Buffa. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Good afternoon, everyone, from the 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood. I'm Tim Woodburn, and one after the hour, 67 degrees out.